on 1400 WSTC. Our next guest is Frank Shiner, who will be performing this Friday at the Fez in downtown Stamford at 226 Summer Street. Before we get to Frank, we're going to give you a little taste of Frank's work. This song is called How Can I Be Sure from his upcoming album, Lonely Town, Lonely Street, due out in March 2017.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? Whenever I am away from you, I wanna die. Cause you know I wanna stay with you. How do I know? Maybe you're trying to use me. Flying too high can confuse me. Touch me, but don't bring me down. Whenever I am away from you, my alibi.
What you're listening to right there, it's Frank Shiner. How Can I Be Sure? His upcoming album, Lonely Town, Lonely Street, due out March 2017. He is going to be performing over at the Fez this Friday, September 30th at 9 p.m. They're located 227 Summer Street right here in downtown Stamford. For reservations, give a call 203-324-3391. And we now welcome into the Here and Now radio show. He is Frank Shiner. Frank, first off, welcome to the program. Excellent job there. And I have a variety of questions to ask you about that as well.
No, it's such a pleasure to be with you on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, first off, how can I be so sure? Lonely Town, Lonely Street. I have to ask, what triggered that from you? Obviously, I'm sure, certainly speaking from the heart there.
So, do you want to ask about the title, Lonely Town, Lonely Street? Is that what you're saying?
First, the song.
The song, How Can I Be Sure, is a, you know, the Young Rascals tune that we did a total reinterpretation on it. Because in listening to it, I mean, it's contained in there, doesn't always come through when it's an up-tempo. So we changed it up a little bit, stripped down the accompaniment, and it started to take on the full meaning. And, you know, I just enjoy doing that so much. Lonely Town, Lonely Street is a Bill Withers tune. And it just has such a cool groove to it, and we loved it so much that we named the album Lonely Town, Lonely Street. So, you know, we've got a lot in store for people on Friday night. They're going to be the first audience to hear these songs live.
So I was going to say that you must be inspired from this as well. So what triggered that in your lifetime? Certainly, I mean, your background and experience, we touched on a little bit before. I mean, and let's just bring it up here again as well. Certainly not what you originally had started growing up working in a bakery, then going and over to law school before switching over to acting. So what triggered all this creativity rather than the studious student in you in law school?
Yeah. Well, law was going to be just a disaster. I only became a lawyer, or tried to become a lawyer, because my mother always told me I could argue with a wall. So, but I think our brains, look, everybody's born with something that makes them tick. Everybody's brain is wired in a certain way. And I think if your brain is wired for creativity, you're never going to be happy until you do something creative. So I finally tapped into that. I was fortunate enough to tap into that at an early age with the help of a guidance counselor in school, and shifted my focus over to theater, and just no regrets.
Yeah, no, I was just going to ask, certainly speaking with the guidance counselor and everything there, I'm sure that triggered a series of different events and things for you. Is that where you really had that realization that you wanted to go ahead on a different path? Or were there other external people and factors that trickled into it as well?
Well, when I did my first show as a senior in high school, and I felt the energy of that audience and the give and take of the live performance, I said, oh, gosh, this is what I really want to do. You know, the practical side kicked in, and I started as the pre-law and government major in college. But I was miserable, and I went to the guidance counselor, and best advice anybody ever gave me probably, he said, I can't tell you what you're going to be successful at or what you're not going to be successful at, Frank, but I can tell you one thing that has always worked for me, do what your heart tells you to do. And I thanked him. I stood up. I shook his hand. I walked right down the hallway and made it right into the theater professor's office and changed my major.
Certainly a very vivid memory for you as you were going on this path of yours. You had your first album come out in 2015. Has there been a favorite memory or moment of yours along this tour, along this journey that you've had that you'd like to share?
You know, when you come back to something a little bit later in life, it's always very difficult because people start to see you one way, you start to see yourself another way, and to bring the creativity back out again is sometimes different. And sometimes it takes a life event to really spark that again. And mine happened to be my wife getting triple negative breast cancer and, you know, 12 surgeries over a short period of time. It was really an awful situation. Thank God she's fine. But we were out when she was going through chemo, and she had no hair and, you know, the wig on and so on. And she asked me to get up at an open mic night at a restaurant we were at, and she said, you haven't sung me a song in years.
Wow.
So she forced me with a tear in her eye to get up and sing. I really was very resistant. And I met the band member. I sang 3 or 4 songs with them that night, and I ended up singing in his orchestra. And that makes a very long story very short. But he invited me to sing with his orchestra, and I was doing that, you know, a couple of nights a week. And I just got the juices flowing again.
Wow, that's unbelievable. We're talking with Frank Shiner. He is going to be performing this Friday night, September 30th at 9 p.m. over at the Fez right here downtown Stamford, 227 Summer Street. For tickets, give a call over to 203-324-3391. Frank, we did get a chance to play How Can I Be So Sure, one of your tracks from Lonely Town, Lonely Street, which is going to be coming out March 2017. For those who might have missed the song earlier and just heard that one song but want to know more about you, more about your style of music, what would you say to describe yourself best?
Well, we wanted to do a blue-eyed soul album back in the 60s. A black gay radio personality, Georgie Woods, coined the phrase blue-eyed soul when he talked about the Righteous Brothers and certain groups like that, and that's kind of morphed into Hall & Oates. So we pulled Hall & Oates songs, and we've pulled Elton John songs and some Van Morrison songs and Amy Winehouse, and we put together this selection of blue-eyed soul, some classics and some lesser known, and it's just such a great feeling to this album, and I'm so excited because we're doing it acoustically. On the album, we have up to 10 instruments sometimes.
Oh, wow.
But we're doing it acoustically on Friday night, and as I said, that's the very first audience to hear this album live. So there's quite a bit of excitement surrounding it for me.
Again, you are going to be performing over at the Fez at 227 Summer Street right here downtown Stamford at 9 o'clock. Is there a song that you might be most excited to share with people?
I have to say that's high on my list of ones to want to do, along with Lonely Town, Lonely Street, because it's just such a cool rhythm.
I have to ask you, you have so many different inspirations, it seems like, taking from all these different types of artists and things. Do you have a favorite that you've really kind of leaned on throughout your career?
You know, it's really a great question. It's like the question when somebody says, do you have a favorite song? And the writer I'm working with or the song I'm working on tends to be my favorite at the time because there's so many of them. And I just couldn't possibly pick a favorite. But I can tell you that my heart and soul goes into the one I'm working on, and when I'm doing it, nothing else matters. So really, it's hard to pick an absolute favorite, but I can tell you the genre of soul and blues really is what really gets me ticking. I mean, I do plenty of genres of music, but that is what really just gets right down into my core.
We have been teasing your new album that comes out March of this upcoming year, 2017, but you had already the Real Me debut in 2015, which you had the opportunity to work with the award winner Gary Katz. What was that like for you?
Wow. I mean, working with an icon like Gary Katz was an incredible experience. That album was a compilation of you know, blues and soul songs from very well-known songwriters, but they were their lesser-known songs. And we kind of gave them a second chance. And the title song is The Real Me. That was a Doc Pomus song. I mean, Doc Pomus wrote everything from The Real Me to Viva Las Vegas. So he has a tremendous songbook. And that's available, by the way, on Amazon and iTunes, and they can hear it. People can hear it on Spotify, so I hope they go and tune in. It's a very, very interesting album. We do all of our recordings really basically live in the studio, too. There's no tricks. When people come and hear me sing, they're going to hear exactly the voice they hear on my album. We sing it. We sing it with the band right there, and they're as close to a live recording as you're ever going to see on an album.
There certainly will not be any tricks this Friday night, September 30th at 9 o'clock. You're going to be performing live over at the Fez, located 227 Summer Street, right in downtown Stamford. For tickets, give a call, 203-324-3391. I'll say that one more time. That's 203-324-3391. Frank Shiner, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it, and enjoy the stage Friday night.
Noah, thank you. I couldn't be more excited.
All right, he is Frank Shiner. Of course, you heard it earlier. It was How Can I Be So Sure? Lonely Town Lonely. That comes out 2017 as well. It's the Here and Now Radio Show. We'll be right back.